Hend El-Mansour and Leili Tajadod Prichet are both successful artists who devote much of their work to honoring the role of women in the Quran. After a recent showcase at the Vine Arts Gallery, I sit down with the two women to learn more about their journey as artists and Muslims. Hend is a Saudi Arabian Sunni, and her work depicts Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad, in the form of 3D shrines. Leili is an Iranian Shiite who displays paintings of Aisha, Muhammad's wife. Both of these women in Islamic history are revered by all Muslims for their strength, compassion, wisdom, and resilience. Hend's interest in art started at a very early age, and she held showings of her work in Saudi Arabia, but the censorship in the kingdom prevented her from depicting the feminine side of Islam.
In Saudi Arabia, I reached to a point where I felt that I have to leave. I could not continue living in that country anymore. And I was working as a doctor, as a cardiologist in Riyadh. So I managed to get a fellowship at Mayo Clinic for 2 years. So I came over to Rochester, Minnesota, and I spent 2 years there. This journey had affected also my priorities in life.
With limited employment opportunities for women in Saudi Arabia, the status of a doctor in the kingdom allowed a great amount of freedom and authority for Hend as a woman. But once she was in Minnesota, everything changed.
When I came here, I didn't feel that need anymore. So I felt kind of like, I want to be an artist. So I took these classes and I found myself liking it. And then I just joined an MFA program at Minneapolis College of Art and Design. And then since then, I've been doing art and making art full time.
Leili developed a talent for art and dance at a young age as well, in her native country of Iran. But everything changed after the revolution. She was detained and tortured by the authorities. She made two attempts to escape the country, but was taken back by the state security forces. On her third attempt, she made it out and came to Minnesota, where she had a brother.
I came here and I ended up at Center for Victims of Torture.
Leili then began the slow and lengthy process of healing. She studied theater at Columbia University in New York and soon found herself with a successful career.
I helped put up more than 50 Broadway shows on and off Broadway, and some of them became movies. All those gave me confidence, you know, and one of the things with torture is that they take your soul away, they take your confidence away.
Leili's family has a strong religious background. She compared a great-grandfather to the equivalent of a pope in Shiite Islam, and her great-uncle was the first person to translate the Quran from Arabic to Farsi. Her family placed a high emphasis on education, but certain activities like dancing were seen as a sin.
This was a family who sent me abroad to learn how to become a teacher for dance. Dance is a sin. When I first danced on television, and my grandmother saw it once when we go to visit her, she went and picked up the television, of course with other people's help, and broke it.
Hend faced restrictions in Saudi culture as well. While art is appreciated there, depicting women is strictly prohibited.
You know, the way I use art is different. I want to reclaim the feminine power or woman's rights or talk about, you know, issues like that in my art. We are depicting what we grew up with, what our image of Fatima and Aisha is. It's not necessarily what is written in history. It's what is the tradition told us and the folk tale.
Since their first meeting in 2003, Hend and Leili have formed a close friendship based on their history and a common interest in the great mothers of Islam. This is Dan Greenwood for KFAI.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.